carried clothes out to hang them on the line, carrying out in the clothes.
The clothes basket.
And if an electric lamp wasn't burning, you'd screw in a new
light bulb.
And if you opened a bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a
cork.
What about something made out of glass?
Stopper.
And a musical instrument you could blow on like this?
A harmonica.
Any other name for that?
Mouth harp.
What about one like this?
Jew's harp.
And say there was a log in the road, you'd say, we tied a chain to it and we
drug it off the road.
Okay, and you say, we have what, many logs off the road?
Dragged.
And you have to tie a chain around it in order to
drag it.
And if a man had a load of wood in his wagon, he was driving along, you'd say that he was
hauling the load.
And on a wagon, the thing that connects one wheel to the other is the
axle.
And starting with the inside of the wheel, you have the hub, then the spokes come out, and they fit into the
wheel.
Did you ever hear a belly or rim? Mm-hmm. Or
rim, belly? Yes, but not the other. Heard of rim.
What's the rim made out of?
Usually metal around the wood.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear a name for that wooden circular part that the rim fits on? And if you have a wagon and two horses, a long wooden piece between the horses.
A yoke?
No, long wooden piece that...
Oh. It's part of the wagon. I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a tongue or a pole?
Yeah.
Or
mm-hmm. Yeah, I have wagon tongue. I should have known that.
What about with the buggy? You have things that come on both sides? You back the horse between?
Stays.
Okay. What about shafts or drafts or fills?
Yeah. I've heard of shafts, but not drafts or fills.
Uh-huh. And if you have a horse hitched to a wagon, the traces come back and hook onto the bar of wood that the traces fasten onto.
I have no idea. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it's called.
I think they'd also use it for, sometimes if they kill a hog, they could hang it up on this. It looked like this.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a yoke or something, but...
Did you ever hear a single tree or whiffle tree or swingle tree?
In reading, I recognize the terms as, you know, of having seen them, but I don't know the usages or, you know, have ever heard them down here.
Which terms do you recognize?
The whiffle tree, that was one.
Uh-huh. What about, do you ever hear a double tree or evener or double single tree?
No, I don't think so. Now, if I lived in Tennessee, I'd probably know. They got a lot of pretty horses there.
Yeah. An egg-shaped frame you could lay a log in. It's kind of like this. You could set a log in if you wanted to chop it. You call that frame.
Mm-hmm.
What about an A-shaped frame like this that carpenters use?
A sawhorse.
Okay. And you straighten your hair using a comb and a
brush.
And if you were going to use that, you'd say you were going to
brush my hair.
And you sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strop.
And you sharpen a small knife on a
hangy whetstone.
Okay. What about a big tool like an axe or something? You sharpen that.
A grinder.
Huh?
A grinder.
And something that you put in a pistol.
Bullets.
Or there's a metal piece like this that, let's say the bullet looks like this.
Mm-hmm.
There's this metal piece here.
Cartridge.
And something that children play on.
Seesaw. Teeter-totter.
Huh?
Teeter-totter.
Which word did you grow up using?
Both of them. When I was little, it was a teeter-totter. When I got older, it was a seesaw.
Uh-huh. If you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were
seesawing.